100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is time for a news update sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight includes a low of 6 degrees below zero, occasional light snow or flurries through midnight with a dusting to a half inch possible, breezy and bitter cold, west and northwest winds at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Sunday, a high of just 2. Winter weather advisory goes on until 9 o'clock tonight for Grant County, till 3 a.m. in Iowa County. Wind chill advisory from midnight tonight until 12 p.m. Sunday for the entire WRC listening area for wind chills possibly as low as 15 to 25 below zero. It is 10 degrees in Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. First of all, a look at some weather announcements. The city of Richland Center under a snow emergency this weekend. Vehicles must be removed from city streets between 7 a.m. as we look at the chance for the cleanup to continue from the weather that has fallen upon us here. Lots of overnight off-street parking available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots. They include the lot south of the fire department, south of the city auditorium, the lot north of Advanced Pump and Well, the parking lot on South Jefferson Street, east of Quick Trip, the lot south of Toasty Toes and Nails. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the community center parking lot, the city hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from those lots during any time, daytime, that is, to allow for normal use. Snow emergency continues again tonight until 7 a.m. on Sunday. Some announcements from the area for church cancellations this weekend. St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca, 7 p.m. Mass is called off for tonight. Also tomorrow, First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock will not have service. Ash Creek Church is canceling its service. St. Luke's Lutheran Church will not have its service at 11. Five Points Lutheran Church, all services at Basswood Church are canceled. Blue River United Methodist Church, 9 a.m. service tomorrow, and Avoca United Methodist Church, 10:30 service will be postponed. Bible study will not begin until next Sunday, January 21st. United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian, 9:30 service is canceled. No church tomorrow for Boaz United Methodist Church, Lafarge United Methodist, Dell United Methodist, and Faith United Methodist Churches have canceled service. Willow Valley United Methodist will not have church service. Grandview Family Worship will not have its regular service. St. Mary CCD and confirmation classes are canceled. St. Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center will still have Mass. Soldiers Grove Church of Christ and Viola United Methodist Church have canceled services for tomorrow because of the cold weather. Lots of snow amounts that were very, very astronomical there for parts of the state. Platteville was in the blizzard warning. They received 15 total inches in that storm yesterday into last night. Prairie du Chien, a little over 14 inches. Here at the WRCO studios, around 11.5 to 12 inches. 2 miles northeast of Richland Center, reporting 13.8 inches of snow. Reedstown, nearly 13 inches of snow. Lafarge and Lancaster areas both at 12.5. Westby reporting 12 inches of snow. In Viola, just over 11 inches. In Mauston, 11. 10 inches of snow reported in Hillsboro and in Blue River. And Boscobel reporting 9 inches. Dodgeville, near 9 inches of snow. Icy winter weather blanketed the U.S. as a wave of Arctic storms threatens to break low temperature records now in the heartland and spread cold and snow from coast to coast, casting a chill over everything ranging from football playoffs to presidential campaigns as the three-day Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday weekend begins this weekend. The weather forecast for the U.S. was a crazy quilt of color-coded advisories. They range from an ice storm warning in Oregon to a blizzard warning in the northern plains to high wind warnings in New Mexico. Elsewhere, Iowa's brutal winter weather is making an unrepresentative process even less representative. The sub-zero temperatures, icy roads, and life-threatening wind chills may keep some Republican caucus-goers home on Monday. But only a tiny slice of the state even takes part in the kickoff to the GOP presidential nominating process anyway. The state's population is whiter, more rural, and evangelical than the rest of the nation. As Iowa has become a firmly Republican state, the two major parties have diverged on their nominating schedules. The Democrats are starting on February 3rd with South Carolina, while the GOP is sticking with Iowa. But some experts say there's an argument for kicking things off in a small state. The Wisconsin Senate Republican leader says income taxes would be cut for Wisconsin families earning up to about $200,000 under a plan he is working on. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said Thursday that the proposal will be targeted at middle-class families in an attempt to win the support of Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has vetoed past tax cuts that apply to taxpayers earning up to $405,000. LeMahieu said at a WisPolitics.com event that the proposal would raise the family income subject to the 4.4% state income tax bracket from about $36,000 to around $200,000. Documents released to the AP show that the Wisconsin Judicial Commission this week dismissed complaints filed by Wisconsin's former state courts director after he was fired by four justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Randy Koshnick filed the complaints against the justices who fired him in August. He also filed a complaint against the person named to succeed him, former Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Audrey Skowerski. In the complaints, Koshnick alleged that Skowerski cannot legally take office until July of 2025 because the state constitution prohibits judges from holding non-judicial offices until their terms end. But the Wisconsin Judicial Commission rejected the complaints this week. When the high snow totals, pending dangerous cold temperatures, and also area HVAC professionals, they would like to remind residents of safety tips to ensure furnaces and other equipment operate properly. One tip is to keep vents and meters clear of snow and ice. If you have natural gas appliances that vent outside of your home, keep the vent pipes clear. Make sure natural gas and electric meters are easily accessible and safe. Never shovel snow onto your meters or let excessive snow cover them. Snow and ice should be removed from meters by hand or with a broom, as shovels and other tools can damage the equipment. When shoveling or snow blowing, make sure not to bury the meters with the moving snow. And remove icicles that may drip water into the meters, as icy buildup can interfere with the flow of natural gas through the meter and into the house. The forecast that extreme cold conditions will likely cause furnaces and heating equipment to work harder than usual and struggle to keep up. Tips for keeping your home comfortable during the extremely cold temperatures include: take programmable thermostats off setback mode and set to a permanent hold around 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Older or undersized units can struggle to reach and maintain ideal temperatures during extremely cold weather. Check furnace air filters. Dust, pet dander, and other particles will cause your HVAC system to work harder because of decreased airflow. Check all interior registers, air vents, and radiators to make sure they are clear of any obstructions or blockages. Keep furniture away to allow best air movement. A little preventative maintenance goes a long way to keep your HVAC systems operating well during these challenging winter conditions. Just a few months after he took office, Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a moratorium to halt federal executions, a stark contrast after his predecessor carried out 13 in 6 months. Under Garland's watch and a president who vowed to abolish the death penalty, the Justice Department took on no new death penalty cases. That changed Friday, as federal prosecutors said they would seek capital punishment for a white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket. The decision doesn't change the halt on federal executions, but Garland's first approval of a new capital prosecution opens a new chapter in the long and complicated history of the death penalty in the United States. Two U.S. Navy SEALs are missing after a nighttime boarding mission off the coast of Somalia, according to two U.S. officials. In a statement today, U.S. Central Command said that search and rescue operations are currently ongoing to locate the two sailors. The command said it would not release additional information on the incident until the personnel recovery mission is complete. The mission was not related to Operation Prosperity Guardian, the ongoing U.S. and international mission to provide protection to commercial vessels in the Red Sea, or the retaliatory strikes U.S. and U.K. warships have conducted in Yemen over the last 2 days, according to the official. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. Here are today's vital statistics. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock, died unexpectedly December 22nd at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the funeral home on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date in the spring. Memorials may be directed to A Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena, died Tuesday after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military gravesite rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Thursday from 4 until 7, and again on Friday from 10 until the service time at 11. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. And Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died Monday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 20th at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday, January 20th from 10 until the service time at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a disturbance over Minnesota and Iowa will spin across southern Wisconsin this evening. Could bring us another small accumulation of light powdery snow, maybe a dusting to a half inch. And with some gusty winds in spots, there could be some blowing and drifting and reduced visibility. And for that reason, a winter weather advisory lingers through 9 p.m. for Grant County and until 3 o'clock in the morning for Iowa County as most of this slips by just to the south of us. Otherwise, the big story for the next several days will be the bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills. A wind chill advisory posted for later tonight up through tomorrow morning. Wind chills could reach as low as 15 to 25 below zero. Be sure to bundle up adequately to avoid frostbite or hypothermia. We will likely see some more wind chill advisories for the first couple days of the work week. Not a whole lot of precipitation for the week ahead. There could be a few patchy snow showers toward Wednesday, Thursday to early Friday as a couple of weak fronts come through, but right now it does not look like anything too important. Otherwise, the forecast for tonight, some occasional light snow or flurries through about midnight, a dusting or half inch possible, especially in the southern part of the area. Breezy and bitter cold with a low at 6 below zero. West-northwest wind 8 to 16 miles an hour. Partly sunny, breezy, staying very cold tomorrow, high at 2. West wind between 10 and 20. Sunday night, coldest night of the winter so far with just a few clouds. Low temperature near 13 below zero. Wind chills could reach minus 30. On Monday, breaks of sunshine, but extremely cold yet. High near 2 degrees. Tuesday, staying in the deep freeze, but at least a bit of sunshine. Low 12 below with a high of 3. Wednesday, a touch warmer, variably cloudy with possibly a few flurries later on. Low 12 below with a high near 12 above. Thursday, mostly cloudy, small chance of light snow or flurries, high 13. Friday, a chance of flurries early, high near 10. Stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently, it is 10 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 31. We received right around 10 inches of snow yesterday. Adding on to that this morning, another inch and a half to 2 inches. Low this morning of 18, but we have dropped past that now after rising to a high of 27. A record high for this day, the 13th of January, 52 in 1961. Record low, 22 below zero in 1916. Last year's high was 30 and the low 24. Sunset will happen at 4:49 tomorrow afternoon. That's after a cold morning sunrise of 7:32 tomorrow. Right now, the winds are around 10 miles per hour, barometer at 2979. And with those wind chills going to be factoring in, again, under a winter weather advisory for tonight and a wind chill advisory for our entire area beginning this evening for some dangerous wind chills. The latest snowmobile trail updates from Richland County Snowmobile Alliance reports that the Richland County Snowmobile Trails are open. However, trails remain closed from Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz. The Boaz to Muscadet Trail is reported now open. The public is encouraged to stay off Lee Lake in Cazenovia at this time, as the ice is currently reported unsafe. And also, there is no trail at the moment from Ithaca to the Sauk County line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance hopes this will be open in the next couple of days. If you are willing to lend a hand, please contact the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. Please take it easy on the trails, as the ground is soft underneath in places. Reduce speeds and adhering to trail markings will help maintain good trail conditions. After a high today of 27 early today, it is 10 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Booster Club. The city and state, he loved, bid farewell to Herb Cole Friday. Former Brewer owner and Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig spoke at the memorial service for Herb Cole. Selig said his lifelong friend was committed to keeping the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
There's no doubt that he could have sold his team for a fortune. Yet his only goal was to keep the Bucks in Milwaukee, and he sacrificed willingly to do so.
The former U.S. Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner died December 27th at the age of 88. Max Klesmit scored a career-high 24 points, and A.J. Storr added 14 to help number 15 Wisconsin hold off Northwestern 71-63 today. Wisconsin now 13-3 and 5-0, has won six straight games, and is the only undefeated team in the Big Ten Conference. The Badgers' 5-0 start in the league is the first since the 2007-08 season. It was Boo Booey with a total of 22 points for the Wildcats. Brooks Barnheiser finished with 13 for Northwestern. Milwaukee faces Golden State in non-conference action tonight. The teams square off for the first time this season. Milwaukee is 17-4 at home. Golden State is 7-9 on the road. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Well, tomorrow it is Packer football and the Packers in the playoffs against Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. We talk Wisconsin sports with Mike Clements, and we'll do that next, talking about the Packers in preparation and some other state sports goodies.
Seats Incorporated, located right here in Southwest Wisconsin, is now one of the most diverse seating manufacturers in the nation, with products that are used in a wide variety of applications. Families find the Stafford Funeral Home willing to work with them, helping to provide services from traditional to completely personalized. Bob at Chitwood Electric provides sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans. Plus, Chitwood Electric is your headquarters for electric motor rewinding and repair.
Mike Clements joins us as we look ahead at tomorrow's playoff game, Green Bay in Dallas. Mike, let's talk about some injuries and who will be on the field on Sunday.
Well, you know, your two most quote-unquote experienced receivers from last year's draft, Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, they're questionable. Watson has been out the last 4 or 5 weeks with a hamstring injury, and you know, each week he thinks he's close, and he's trying. I mean, he's trying to get back, but you know, he can't get cleared by the medical staff. And then Romeo Doubs, number 87, has been such a dependable, makes the tough catches over the middle for you. He caught a touchdown pass against the Bears, but it ended up being incomplete. He got swiped away from the Bears' defensive back. And the next thing you know, John Kuhn, who does the sideline reports on the Packers radio network, says Doubs just came off the field and he's coughing up blood. They put him in the injury tent. I saw him riding on the exercise bike during the game and maybe drinking some water. And at that point, they said, no, come on, we're going. And they took him into the locker room. Then they took him to the hospital for what was described as a chest injury. And I tried to talk to Romeo on Wednesday, and he kind of waved me up like, no, I can't talk. Yesterday, he agreed to talk with the media, but he said, I'm under orders that if you want to ask about my injury, you'll have to get that from Coach LaFleur. So he's day-to-day with some kind of, you could speculate what happened to him. A punctured lung or something like that, but whatever the case, he's questionable for the game as well. They do have these great other young rookie receivers, like this Dontavian Wicks. I mean, they're talking about him, like how great his route running is and ability to catch the football. It reminds them actually of a young Davante Adams at times, and the rest of those guys. It's Bo Melton that's emerged, very speedy, number 80, wearing the old Donald Driver. But you know, you'd surely like to have Christian Watson line up, who's so tall and so fast, or Doubs to help out Jordan Love in this game against the Cowboys.
Well, speaking of meeting with the media, the big story this week, after 24 years, the Patriots looking for a new coach with Bill Belichick. Now, Bill was always a little surly with the media. Did you ever have a chance to interview him or be in one of those sessions?
About 6 or 7 times, and you know, you have to be prepared. You have to you have to ask an intelligent question and something that's a little bit fresh. Otherwise, you can get a three-word answer. Mm-hmm. He's going to shrug his shoulders. But, you know, I did get a chance to ask questions for him at Super Bowls. I cover the Super Bowl every year. And, you know, whenever he came here. I'll tell you one thing that happened. I mean, sure, Tom Brady left. They tried to draft a quarterback named Mac Jones, who I think they actually won the first season. But they've gone through two or three different offensive coordinators. By the time they got to November, you know, Belichick was frustrated and had enough with Mac Jones. I don't think the Kraft family liked the way he treated that kid. Or they question how Belichick has built the roster, because he's got the final say. He probably would have been better if he'd found an offensive coordinator that could help develop Mac Jones as a quarterback and a general manager to help him put together the roster, and he might have had better results instead of having losing seasons. But do you remember last summer the Patriots were here in Green Bay for training camp for joint practice sessions?
Yeah, that got a little chippy too, didn't it?
It did, and we were around them for, you know, a couple of days. So after that, then they played a game. So we're in this game, and it's about, early in the fourth quarter or so, and all of a sudden this rookie defensive back for the Patriots, Isaiah Bolden, goes down hard. Friendly fire. He went helmet to helmet with a teammate. And, you know, they got the card out. I mean, he was unresponsive. They took him to the hospital. He woke up the next day in a Green Bay hospital with a serious concussion. But Belichick, he came across the field. He was actually up by a couple of points. But he went to LaFleur and said, you know, 2 days of joint practice sessions, this game, we've seen enough, haven't you? Should we just call the game? They called New York, and they canceled the game. So I said, you know, the story's going to be over there. So I went into the visitors' locker room and to the visitors' media room. And then Bill, you know, comes in to announce why the game was called, what happened, what the status of this player is. And he just looked tired. You know, it's just like 71, 72, dealing with as stressful a situation as that. He was shaken, concerned about, you know, the health of his player. Before it got started, somebody on the Patriots staff screwed up. They left the TV blaring in the interview room. And he's like, before I talk here, talk about this kid seriously injured in the game, or we called a game, could somebody fix the TV? And they're looking around. People are pointing fingers. I think he finally got Zolak, I think a former quarterback that's like, a TV reporter for the team now. He was tall enough to reach up to this monitor and turn it down. It's just like, these are the Patriots, man. What kind of an operation is this? And I just thought, I filed that moment away, like, you know, maybe it's time for Bill to move on. You know? It's just time.
It'll be interesting to see whether he does ride off into the sunset or if he, you know, shows up somewhere else.
There's offers. I mean, there's a rumor that, you know, Arthur Blank wants him to come to the Falcons. I think if you're a smart owner or team president or GM, you're going to say, you know, we'll take Bill Belichick, the coach, and the defensive mind. But, you know, we're going to have we have our own personnel staff, like the Packers set up. You know, we'll put together the rosters. You know, you put together the game plan and coach players. And I don't know if Belichick is up for that right now.
Right. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Good stuff. Safe travels as you head to Dallas.
Appreciate that, Phil. Thank you.
You bet. Mike Clemens here on WRCO Sports.
Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972, your big screen HD TV headquarters. Tri-State Basement Repair and Waterproofing is Southern Wisconsin's number one basement and crawl space waterproofing specialist. Visit tristatebasementrepair.com. Walsh's Ace is the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and much more.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Our Retro Saturday continues on WRCO. Just a moment. We hope you're enjoying your Saturday and your weekend and you're hunkered in tight. We have some warm thoughts and warm music all night long here on WRCO. The Backtracking Show is next, sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs and UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots. There's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list from Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today at Jay's Power Center Reedsburg. Ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we go back in the day to find out some radio classics from years gone by and some chart-making headlines as well as we go back in time and track those tunes of yesteryear. It was in 1981 when John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy album went platinum a little over a month after Lennon's assassination. The album would be number one in the U.S. for a total of 8 weeks. And the first single from that album went all the way to number one.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
Backtracking on WRCO, we hope you're having a great weekend in southwest Wisconsin. We go back to this weekend in 1985, when Cyndi Lauper would become the first female recording artist since Bobby Gentry in 1967 to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, Album of the Year, Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Performance for a Female, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. She would win Best New Artist at the February 26th show as well. Cyndi Lauper, all the rage in 1985.
We have no past. We won't reach.
WRCO-FM 100.9 with the Backtracking Show. This weekend in 1976, the North American fascination with CB radios helped push C.W. McCall's truck driving song, his biggest, all the way to the top of the Billboard pop chart. McCall, whose real name is William Dale Freeze Jr., used a pre-rap vocal technique. He would place three songs on the top 100 and a dozen on the country charts during his career, but none as big as this one.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big
mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Here, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on here, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
C.W. McCall and his biggest hit called Convoy. Here on the Backtracking Show, we will be right back.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, do to others as you would have them do to you. When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
Tonight's forecast calls for a low of 6 degrees below zero. Occasional light snow or flurries through midnight with a dusting to a half inch possible. Breezy and bitter cold. We're getting a winter now, aren't we? Right now, a west wind around 6 miles per hour, and the actual reading is 9 degrees above zero. We'll have more reminiscing coming up here with the Backtracking Show. It is sponsored by Jay's Power Center, and we'll have more music in just a moment. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Backtracking, WRCO.
Hello again, everyone. It is time for more Backtracking on WRCO as we go back to some music headlines. 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers Band, Martha and the Vandellas, Neil Young, Janis Joplin, Frank Zappa, and Al Green into its 95 class. A pretty good group of artists and entertainers there. Here's Al Green going back in the day in the Backtracking Show. Let's stay together.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. 'Cause you make me feel so grand. Spend my life with you. And it seems, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come.
let's stay together. Loving you weather, weather. Times are good or bad, happy or sad. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Why people break up? Oh, turn around and make up. I just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? It's me. All I see is what I want to do. We ought to stay together, loving you well, well. Times are good and bad, happy and sad.
The Reverend Al Green and WRCO. This weekend in 2016, many were eulogizing David Bowie. Actually topped the UK album chart with his latest release, Black Star, less than 24 hours after his death this weekend in 2016. That was enough to outpace the nearest competitor. Elvis Presley's album, If I Can Dream, was number two behind David Bowie in the UK. Going back to those golden years right now with David Bowie on the Backtracking Show.
Hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come up, baby.
This might be the lost, that's all. Hopes I'm begging you save a little soul.
Come
up, baby. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come love the baby. In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine.
Come love the baby.
How sweet. Down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car, 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up the baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
Celebrities born this weekend in rock and roll history include Jim Croce was born in 1943. Also singer Scott McKenzie in 1939. Music's Johnny Ray, born in 1927. And also born this weekend in 1945, Rod Stewart. Here he is in the Backtracking Show.
Ever since I was a kid at school, I messed around with all the rules. Apologized then, realized I'm not different after all. Me and the boys thought we had it sussed. Valentino's all of us. My dad said we look ridiculous, but boy, we broke some hearts. In and out of jobs, running free, waging war with society. Dumb blank faces stare back at me, but nothing ever changed. Promises made in the heat of the night, creeping home before it got too light. I wasted all that precious time and blamed it on the wine. I was only joking, my dear, looking for a way to hide my fear. What kind of fool was I? I could never win, never win. Never found a compromise. Collected lovers like butterflies. Illusions of that grand first prize are slowly wearing thin. Susie, baby, you were good to me, giving love unselfishly. But you took it all too seriously. I guess it had to end. Joking, my dear, looking for a way to hide my fear. What kind of fool was I? I could never win, never win. Yeah, baby. Woo! For the whole damn world to see. Quietly now, while I turn a page, Act One is over without costume change. The principal would like to leave the stage. The crowd don't understand.
That's it for the Backtracking Show on WRC. Chartata taken from Joel Whitburn's record research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Join us again next Saturday for another Backtracking with some music news and some chart toppers along the way as well. Right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 Richland Center. The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7